This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But you know him. You love him. He was out here in the mugginess. He's now being attacked by the gnats as well. Spencer German, the Germinator, joining us right now. What's up, buddy?
Nick, how's it going, man?
It's going
keep
good.
Keep it cool as you can, at least.
Wait, that feels like a profiling thing, as cool as you can, because I'm a fat?
No. We're all
I am fat. Like, I had to breathe.
I got way too defensive there. I'm sorry.
I told the story earlier. Yesterday, or I guess it was the first day, because it was pretty muggy the first day, too. I get home from practice. It was a late practice, and, like, my wife's laying in bed. I come in, say hi. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Like, I lean over to, like, kiss her, and she's like, you smell like a hobo.
Yeah,
that's the word she used. She said I smelled like a hobo. I was like, guess I got a shower right this second then.
Yeah, I remember when I came back from Charlotte, that first camp. You understand? Yeah. I spent 4 years going to Spartanburg, South Carolina in July.
Oh God.
Now, in fairness, I would watch camp, sweat like hell, and then I was up in the play by play booth for the Wofford Terriers, so I did have some AC. But I just, like, I have lived in that camp environment. And so the first year I was back, I remember Dustin complaining about it. I was like, what are you complaining about? I'm like, this is like,
you have not been through the trenches.
I mean, this is
friend.
Siberia compared to what I'm used to. And now, 3 years in, I'm like, or now I guess it's my fourth camp back. I'm like, oh, this is just too hot.
Well, and then, like, plus with Dustin, his two camps were like Minnesota and Buffalo,
yep.
Like two places that you wouldn't think are really that hot. They can get hot. Don't I learned today from Danny Cunningham that Minnesota actually, like, as extreme the winters are, the summer's actually really hot too.
So I heard that as well. Not just from Dustin. I have a few people that I know that played in Minnesota that are like, dude, you think it's Camp Cupcake in Minnesota? Like, It gets you. So I guess we'll do a quick here on just like what stood out to you about camp today.
Yeah, I think today was one of those days where like the classic cliche saying sort of comes into play, where it's like the defense looks better than the offense, which is always expected this time of year. But you had Greg Newsome breaking up a pass. You had a near interception of Kenny Pickett, which I'm now starting to worry if that's becoming a too common of a theme. We saw the pick that happened yesterday. He almost had another one today. And there was a lot of plays that were just kind of blown up because guys were in the backfield getting sacks. I also will say this, Nick, like 2 days in a row now where you're down doing red zone work, and I think we have one. There might have been a rushing touchdown in there somewhere, but we only have one like passing touchdown to show for it. It was the Kenny Pickett to DeAndre Carter today in the, the side of the end zone here. Like, that's concerning. Red zone work is supposed to be about like, hey, we got these great plays that we want to run in the red zone, and yeah, we want to score with those. Like, this is training camp, and the fact that they can't seem to get in the end zone yet is a little bit concerning. But it's day three, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I've been trying to do the thing of, well, maybe just the defense is really good. You know what I mean? It's not that the offense
we have
is
been
putrid.
Saying that it's supposed to be good, so yes.
So, I have canvassed. I mean, I went back and counted. I texted over as 45 media members, locally, nationally, and then in other markets around America, Just asking basic over under 5.5 wins for the Browns, and if they said one way or another.
Text.
Well, no, because I knew you'd be
is
on the show.
Like, is this like the burger thing?
No,
like,
this is not. I knew it was going to bring the burger thing. No, it's not the burger thing. Now, I think you're trying to browbeat me into to inviting you over for a burger. The problem is, you don't know the man you're dealing with.
I am a
stubborn Hungarian man.
I know the man I'm dealing with.
This is going the other way.
It's just too fun. Anyway,
but I thought it was so. And in the end, I got about 30 responses that were concrete over, under, and why. And I thought it was really interesting. On the under, I had 12 votes for the under, 8 in other markets, 4 national, no Clevelanders. I had, I think it was 18 for the over. And then it was split evenly. So if there were 8 in other markets that said under, it was 8 that said over. And then there were like 4 national guys, and then everybody from Cleveland said the over. And I was really blown away by that, because I was like, man, there's a lot of people who are optimistic about this team. Where do you stand on the over-under at 5.5
games?
Well,
let me clarify, because like, if the over-under is 5.5 and we're saying like, well, we think they can get to 6 wins, is that really being that optimistic?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
In the eyes of Vegas, I guess, but it's not like we're saying Super Bowl champions or anything.
Yeah, I mean, but okay.
We're not Mike Florio, who's like, yeah, playoffs are a possibility.
That fella is what I'm going to say. So I guess my point is, like, when people say I think they're a 6 or 7 win team, that's usually a nice way of saying I think they're a 5 or 6 win team, or a 4 or 5 win team.
So, like, for me, I think this comes down to, I mean, like, Nick, you watched those games last year. This offense was historically bad, like nauseatingly bad. Like, it was some of the worst off. I worked at Akron a couple years ago.
Oh, so you know bad.
Where, like, yeah, like the year they didn't win a single game, bad, and it was like.
By the way, they've had several of those years. Sorry to Akron.
Well, this was like the recent one, because there was ones further back, but this was like the most recent one where they didn't win a single game. And I stood there on the sidelines getting video and all the stuff that I was doing for them, and I was like, this is the worst football I've ever seen. And then I watched the Browns last year, and I was like, this is giving 2018 Akron a run for their money, if we're being honest with ourselves. So, like, that offense was so bad. And my feeling is just that if they can just get competent, average offense this year, which I think somebody like Joe Flacco can run for this team. I'm not saying Joe Flacco is going to recapture, and even said he's not trying to recapture what he did in 2023 and like take them on this magical run. I don't even think Joe Flacco is going to play 17 games if he's named the starter of this team. But if you can just get competent offense, which is something I think Joe Flacco can give you, I do think this team can get to 6 wins. If they won 3 last year, I can see the path towards getting at least 3 more on this resume. And it's not like 6 wins, like, you're still in the top 10 drafting, you're still pretty, like, you're still bad. It's just the win total, and I think the win total actually started at like 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was a little low for the talent that does exist on this team around some of the warts that they have.
I think the concern I have is a lot of the talent you have has had a lot of injuries over the last year or two.
True, yeah.
And the age. Like, the O-line, I get the idea of, like, yeah, we're going back to the wide zone run scheme where a lot of power concepts. Okay, but if your guys are washed because they're older, like, so much of what makes the zone scheme work is movement. Mm-hmm. If Joe Bitonio can't move the way he could 2 years ago or 3 years ago, this is going to be really rough. And by the way, that goes to Ethan Posick, who I don't think has been good since Bill Callahan left. That goes to, I think DeJuan's going to be fine. Actually, the two guys I'm really content with that, if they're just healthy, are going to eat this year are DeJuan and Wyatt Teller. Because Wyatt's only 30, right? Yeah. It's Conklin, it's Posick, it's Bitonio. And then, by the way, you got some young offensive linemen. Yeah, they're only playing because of injury. And then that's a whole different conversation, because then you get into continuity and how hard it is to be a good O-line if you don't have continuity.
I think if you take, like, quarterback out of the equation, because we know so much of any NFL season, any team season, is dependent on quarterback play, I think you could argue that the Browns' success is going to be made or broken by the health of the offensive line, the thing that you're alluding to. Like, if that group, we've seen that group when they're healthy. They're good. Jack Conklin, when he was finally out there last year and he stayed healthy for the rest of the season, he was back to looking like a good tackle in this league. Like, I'm not saying he's Jack Conklin from before all these injuries, but he was good. We feel like Betonio is still pretty good, and maybe the scheme fit, the going back to what Kevin Stefanski's offense calls for, is going to help him. We know Wyatt Teller can be good in that system as well. DeWand, I think, can play in this league. It's about like finding the right fit, and I'm actually really excited to watch DeWand all season, and he has to stay healthy too. But if he can, like, you probably have a future tackle there, whether he's your left tackle or your right tackle. But yeah, I think there is a lot to be – like, I think so much of this team's success is baked in. If that group stays healthy, they can protect whoever's under center. They can get that run game going with whoever's going to be the starting running back. That's, I guess, the one thing, too, that comes into play when we talk about, like, you know, exceeding expectations in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you might not have Quinshon Judkins. Jordan Hicks just retired today. Yeah. Like, it's starting to pile up where you're like, eh, we're 3 days in, and there's some bigger questions here. But I do think a lot of the success of this team is baked in with the offensive line's health.
So just to point to your ifs, though, there are a lot of things that have to go right that if you're a team that's maybe a little younger or if it's a team that's had more recent success, like, I think some of my I just don't know is – there's, well, if everything goes right, okay, but you also are coming off 3-14. And there's, can I tell you the one part that I also, that I think is, and this is, you can point out, but I don't think you know which either way. I think Stefanski is still digging out of a hole of last year. I think Stefanski and clinging to Deshaun and the organization, I think there were guys who forgot how to win last year and who, or maybe lost faith in the ability to win. And I say that because, yeah, sure, Deshaun was an abyss for 7 games, and then he tore his Achilles. Then you actually had some momentum. You played well against Baltimore in one. I can't remember the next game after that, but you almost got to win the next week. And then you saw this team, and yes, there were injuries. That's every team in the NFL. You saw them get less and less competitive gradually outside of the Pittsburgh game, which was a bit of an anomaly. And then it just, by the end, it looked like, it did look like a 2011 weeks 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. There's 18. But I don't know how you come back for that if you're not naturally like a leader of men. And that's the one area that I just don't think Kevin, like, I think Kevin's communication has been suspect at points. I think Callahan and AVP did a lot of the work for him on that.
Yeah.
And I think his leadership is suspect. I think Kevin's a guy of, I think Kevin is a much better version on the offensive side of Joe Woods. I think all Joe Woods wanted to do, he wanted to scheme up plays, scheme up defense, and he wanted the players to police themselves, but he just wanted to be in his office doing those things. Okay, that's not really what you can do if you're a defense with an offensive head coach, a coordinator. On this side, you've outsourced the defense entirely in leadership on the defensive side of the ball. You've done the same thing with special teams. And now you've got the least talented. So what I'm saying is you don't have those natural connections that other different Mike Vrabel would have with his defensive side of the ball or his other side of the ball he doesn't play on or coach on because, oh, well, that's Jim's job. Well, now you've got the least talented offense, from quarterback down to the skill players, potentially in the NFL. I think that's just a really, like, that's a lot to overcome on top of, well, but if the O-line's healthy and if the new old offense takes seed, you know, like there's just, oh, and if one of these quarterbacks really grabs the job, there's, I think we assume, by the way, that's going to happen. There's a chance that nobody grabs a job. And that is a path to 3-14 or worse.
Yeah. No, that very well could play out over the next couple of weeks. I think Kevin Stefanski kind of said sooner rather than later on making that decision. I think the joint practices will kind of be the indicator of that. I think after the Eagles week, we'll get a better sense of like where they're leaning overall. But no, listen, like I understand. I totally understand like questions of Kevin Stefanski at this point. I've always kind of been a guy who feels like Kevin can be part of the solution and rather than the problem. And for me, a lot of how I view coaches is like when things are bad, what are guys saying about the coach? How are they responding to? And I mean like on the field, like are guys just quitting? And we know like Juan Thornhill seemed to quit at the end of the season, but that seemed like more of a Juan Thornhill problem than like a Kevin Stefanski problem. But regardless, like, yeah, we haven't seen this team just like completely be like, we don't care anymore. We're giving up on Kevin Stefanski. And
I mean,
you could argue, I guess, the Baltimore game. Yeah, that Baltimore game was bad last year.
There were some moments last year. And so I think, so listen, again, I'm still not certain that's what happened. It just looks like shades of that. And so, you know, I think I've described the Browns as they're trying to win until they're not. And I think that if you get 6 to 8 games into the season and you've got 1 or 2 wins, I think you, if you're Kevin Stefanski, oh, and now by the way, now we're going to the young kids, including the quarterbacks. I mean, you're threading a needle. While again, not naturally a great leader of men type head coach. Follow this man on social media at @Spencito_. When are you going to be on again?
I will be back. I don't think till next Saturday.
Okay, I didn't
He's
think you
me
were
a
on
week.
Tomorrow.
I mean, you know, Kendall Lymore gone. He was like, "Yeah, we need somebody." I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. I'll take the." But, you know, now I need a week off just like they got a week off.
You can usually catch him on Saturday mornings with Earl DePearl. Spencer, great stuff, buddy.
Yeah, man. Good to see you, and happy to jump.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
ESPN NFL analyst, great stuff on how he views the Cleveland Browns going into this year. And, you know, I think it's been pretty apparent. I've been pretty honest that I have taken the under on the wins this year. It's not what I want. And what I mean by want, I mean, I understand we're signing up for not a lot of fun. But I understand. And listen, this gets into the weeds very quickly, because the rebuttal will be, well, you can get the top 3 pick. You're still not guaranteed to get the quarterback. Okay, that might be true. The quickest way to relevance, consistent relevance in the NFL, is taking a quarterback with a top 10 pick, and that's how you find franchise quarterbacks. And there are Russell Wilsons, there are Tom Brady's, there are any litany of guys who have been, you know, Kirk Cousins. But Josh Allen, first round pick. Lamar Jackson, first round pick. Patrick Mahomes, top 10 pick. Even Deshaun Watson in Houston, top 12 pick. So the closer you get to the leaderboard, it doesn't guarantee you, by the way, that you get the guy, but you have a much better chance. And you'd rather have the chance to pick the guy that you like the most than somebody else. So meaning like the third best guy in the draft. And yes, sometimes you get C.J. Stroud when you wanted Bryce Young, and sometimes you get Brandon Whedon when you wanted Ryan Tannehill or literally anybody other than Brandon Whedon. So all this being said, I'm going to try and give to the people out there saying, ah, Nick, he doesn't see anything in this team. He's being all too negative. I am going to give you 3 reasons, and I wrote down one of them. So I better be a good job of pulling a rabbit out of the hat, because I just realized I never finished this exercise earlier today. That's called ADHD, folks. It is real. And as great as creativity is, the trade-off is I forget to do things sometime, or at least finish the job. Now, I will start, though. And it, just to break it down, I broke down earlier that when I did the media polling, I had, I think it was 12 people, and I broke down that none of the people from Cleveland took the under on the Browns. Well, I had 18 votes. I put 13 here, or 16 for some reason. Again, I did a bad job at prepping this one out. But 18 votes on the over. And I had 3 national, I had 6 Cleveland, and then I had 9 from other markets. So I think Pittsburgh was one, and the response for the Browns winning the over, so six games or more, was because it's the most Browns thing that could happen. In fairness, and you heard this with Spencer too, like Spencer took the over and he was like six wins. I think that tells you, and I am a proponent, I am a believer of the idea that if you say six wins going into a season, you probably mean something closer to like four wins or five wins. But again, 18 votes, and it was pretty interesting to see across the board how the amount of overvotes kind of matched from the national and other markets kind of matched the undervotes as well. And really the thing that carried this whole exercise in favor of taking the over was Clevelanders. And Cleveland media members. And can I tell you why I think that is? It's because nobody wants. I heard Andy Baskin do this where Andy flip-flopped all year. It was about we got to find the long-term answer on quarterback. Day one of camp, he's like, I just got to win. Because when you're staring down the barrel of a five-win season, yeah, it's a bit daunting. Especially when camp is about hope and fun and excitement and Browns football and here we go Brownies. The energy out here was great. The fans were in a great spirit. We all want them to be good. I just want them to be consistently good. But the number one reason why I think you have to give them a chance, a serious chance to hit the over on 5.5 wins and maybe clear it by more than just a half win, is the defense. I think the front eight, and by the way, everything I've heard on this is backed up from people who've watched these practices. I think the front eight of this defense, when I say front eight, I should say that. I think the front four is too deep of just really good football players. I think Miles, Mason, Michael, Malik, they got a lot of M's here. McGuire, trying to think if there are any other. But I think they are Shelby Harris. Alex Wright. They need help because past, and they need health because past probably the 10th guy. And I can't remember, he was a kid that I think it was Cameron Thomas, who used to be, it was a third round pick a couple years ago. I think past Cameron Thomas, it gets thin really, really, really quickly. But from the first 8 to 10 guys on the defensive line depth chart, I think you are deep and talented in a way that gives you a real chance. Like this is, if you put the 12th best offense in football and marry it with this defense, and I think you win the Super Bowl. I think you have to have a functional offense just to go ahead and compete at a high level. That's how good and by the way, it doesn't stop there. Even after Jordan Hicks retired. Yeah, I'm a little concerned who's going to get the green dot, but I really like Diabate, maybe more than most. I really like I've come around to Schlesinger, I should say, because I think he can be a middle linebacker. If he's just an off-ball linebacker, I'm not impressed. If he's a middle linebacker and truly can hold down that spot with all the leadership implications, the communication implications, that's huge. Because they haven't really had a continuously great one since DeQuell Jackson left back at the start of the Mike Pettine era, or right around there. Maybe it's a Hugh Jackson era. Definitely one of those eras, though. But I think the defense is a huge reason. I'm actually going to say something nice about Kevin Stefanski. I don't think Kevin is a disaster as a head coach. That didn't sound as nice as I thought it was going to be. I meant that of like if you put Hugh Jackson or Pat Shurmur or Rob Chudzinski or Eric Mangini, if you put almost any other head coach I've seen since getting into the media with this same team, I don't think I'd give him a chance. And I have reservations about Kevin as a leader. I think he is a bit stubborn at points. I think these guys might actually be, and I say this with as much respect as I can muster, because I also have to admit, I don't know them personally, but sometimes how I think they act, it's one thing to be the smartest person in the room. It's another thing to think you're the smartest person in the room. I think they think they're the smartest people in the room. At the same point, I think Kevin is a legitimately good guy. While I don't know guys play for him in the way you would a true man's man or that's I'm thinking of the wrong thing. I'm about to start turning this into like a Ken rant against JP. A leader of men. Yeah, he might not have that, but I also think people respect him. So even if they don't respect the leadership capabilities, I think they know Kevin's not a dope. I think that matters something. And so I think, whereas I've had people tell me, I think this is a team that Kevin wins with, in that he might be able to eke out a couple more wins because he actually isn't a dodo of a coach. Yeah, I give them a chance to hit the over of 5.5 wins because of Kevin Stefanski. Would it be a real cop-out, Jake, if I said the punter, Bojorquez?
As a reason for over 5.5 wins?
Yeah, because I'd never thought of a third thing.
Yes, that's I think you would probably go, what, running back if it weren't for the Quinshon Judkins.
Are you now feeding situation? Me ways to save my ass on air right now?
Well, you started this segment by saying you were ill-prepared for this by only having one reason. So in my head, I was like, well, you know, I'm trying to think of some reasons. And
can I cycle back to the defense?
Well, the very first one that I came up with was the defense. And then I look at the rundown, and sure enough, the one reason you came up with was the defense. And I was like, well, you know, the running back situation. But then you have the whole thing with Quinshon there.
I actually do know.
Maybe the O-line?
Now it's not going to seem like my idea. But yes, it's the O-line. And this is an if the offensive line is healthy this year, I'm really excited to see what they can do. I think DeJuan Jones is a dog. All that dude needs to – I mean, that if I watch a dude hand fight Nick Bosa and pin his arms to his side, you are a man. That is all I will say. Wyatt Teller, I think, is an incredible offensive lineman. My only concern is the health of Betonio, Posick, and Conklin. But if they are healthy, everything else has a much better chance of actually happening. 216-474-0092. I managed to not say Bojorquez. I've given you my three reasons to take over 5.5 wins. Which one of these do you actually fall in line with that you think they actually give the Browns a chance to be better than expected? And trucks and trailers, we're going driving in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.